This is going to be the beautiful point. I am worthy for you to heal. I am unworthy for you to love. This is what we're going to look at. It's powerful. I am, and what, if we continue with our story, I am worthy for you to, what? Save me. But I'm not worthy for you to love me in my life. And you know, there are a lot of Christians who live their life, I'm not really worthy for God to love me. And they know they're saved. But in their soul, I'm not really worthy for God to love me. People, there's a problem here. You're worthy for Him to save you, but you're not worthy for Him to love you. Okay. How do you open the door?
By faith.
That's where they get it from. That is where they get it from. And that's what causes a lot of problems in Scripture when we superimpose our own answer. Yes, but our picture is, how do I open that door? How do I do this? I do it by trusting Him. By faith. Now, don't invite. Isn't there a heart attitude? But that doesn't mean that a person will. There are people who invite. There are people who invite Jesus, but have never trusted. They have never trusted in Jesus Christ. Okay, I've had the opposite. I've listened to Baptist preachers growing up as a Baptist and all. This was without even bringing in the concept of faith for a while. So, but this gives you an answer. You understand how this is after me doing? I believe a person can invite Jesus into their heart and not be saved. But it was because they trusted. Yeah, they trusted in Him as their Savior, not because they invited Him into their heart. What saved them was their faith, not inviting.